feel like there's plays there down the field, and how important is it to kind of add that dimension to the offense, get that back?
Yeah, you want to definitely have those plays down the field. You don't just want to be taking, you know, shots and not be completing them, because then, you know, one, it's plays that the defense, they're still not threatened by us. So then they go back and watch film. They say, okay, no, we're not worried about this team going and beating us deep. And that takes away the underneath game, because now teams start playing cover four. They're real up close, kind of like how the Vikings were. And then they start messing with our intermediate game, and it gives safeties the ability to be in the run game too. So we just got to make sure we start completing on some of those balls. You know, guys, we got to finish on our routes. We got to go up, catch the ball. And then, you know, Carson, like I said, he's going to continue to trust us. And he's not, you know, gunshot. He'll go to the sideline and say, hey, let's run a double go. Let's get a play here. We actually had a play, a long play dialed up. We had a shot dialed up on one of the snaps that he ended up scrambling out and getting the Sproles. So, obviously, still, that shows how Carson's ability to make a play out of nothing. But that was a time we were going to actually take a shot. He was like, hey, I was definitely coming to you no matter what. So he has that, you know, mindset still, and we do too. We just got to go do it.
In the first two games with 13 catches, past 4 games, 12 catches, what's changed? What can you do better? What needs to get done better?
I don't know too much that – I think you always improve. There's always things you can do well. I think, obviously, we saw a big difference in – our pass, how much time Carson had as far as his pass game in the Redskins game. Because, I mean, that would have changed in the Redskins game, but essentially we're still working out some stuff and Carson didn't have time to throw. This pass game, no sacks. O-line did a marvelous job keeping him clean, but then we still had other mistakes. So then you talk about penalties, you talk about all these other things too, on top of still trying to go out there and make plays. You know, it's got to be a flow. You know, when we're talking being in third and 15, teams are going to play drop eight. You know, how much success are we going to have? But we got to stay ahead of the chains, and then that's when we can have successful plays. That's when we can actually go out there and complete on long drives. You know, you talk about the first two games versus Chicago and versus Cleveland. We were ahead of the sticks, you know what I'm saying? And then even in the Steelers game, I might have had two targets, but who cares? We blew them out, so I'll take zero targets if we do that every game. So it's just one of those things where the whole offense has to just continue to get better and work to improve. And then just from my end, just always make sure I'm a viable option, getting open and catching the ball when it comes to me.
How cool is it that the NFC East has two young rookie quarterbacks like Carson and Dak who can kind of, I mean, people talk about Peyton and Brady, for, you know, played each other for 20 years. How cool is it that these two guys are in this division?
Yeah, I think it's cool. You know, obviously Peyton and Brady, that's an extremely, you know, high honor to be mentioned with those guys. But, I mean, obviously I've spoke highly of Carson. I know that he can be named with those guys just with more years of playing. And I also have a high respect for Dak, too. One thing I knew about Dak was he was going to be able to transition to the league because – he had played multiple years being the guy. You know, you have so many guys come from college, they have one good year, and then they leave. So they don't actually know what it's like to have a full off season where people prepare for you 24/7, and then you still come out there and put up numbers. So he has a good mindset. You're talking about a guy who is a poised quarterback. He knows what it means to be a leader, and he knows what it means to be game planned for. And I feel like Carson's the same way. Thing I love about Carson, obviously, is he has that same ability, but he also has a chip on his shoulder. So you're talking about two guys that could potentially be like a, you know, Brady and, you know, Peyton Rivalry. The only difference is that you're going to get this two times a year, you know, and possibly playoffs. So, like I said, it's a fun thing to be a part of, but I'm glad we got 11.
As far as, like, I'm following up on that question, as far as, like, rookie quarterbacks are concerned, is there, like, a certain certain attitude they have to have, like, in order to, you know, for them to be ready to play right away? Because it's one thing to play on a bad team and not do well, but, you know, it's another thing, like, these two guys.
Yeah, I think, one, you definitely got to be fearless. You got to be fearless just from your standpoint. That's the biggest thing, because they put you out there, but in your mindset, like, oh, I'm going to need a couple years to get this going, then you're definitely not going to be able to come in and do what you need to do. But also, like I say, the thing about the NFL that I don't think people are giving them credit to is you have to have a good opportunity. You know, your opportunities and then the situations you get put in are usually going to determine how well you are lots of times as an NFL athlete. I said when my receiver class, we all came in and everybody was like, oh, this class just defied everything that we ever thought about wide receivers. But at the end of the day, too, before this, the trend was a lot of receivers got drafted and they always went to teams and they had like this older guy and then they just kind of, you know, eased in. Well, most of us came in and they were automatically number one receiver. So when you're given a lot, there's a lot required of you too, you know. And so just having that situation, opportunities, you're going to naturally do better. So you talk about guys like Dak and Carson, not only are these guys fearless, they're great players, but also I feel like they're both in great situations too. And they have great opportunities. You know, they've got coaches that believe in them, and they also have, I mean, I know we have what I feel like is the best defense in the league. So you can't tell me that Carson doesn't like the fact that we have that defense and that special teams unit also on his side too. That takes a lot of the, you know, stress off him, a lot of pressure off him, and he's able to just go out and worry about what he has to do.
Your two games down there were both good games for you. Scored both right. Times. Is there something about that venue playing primetime games there that resonates with you?
Nah, bro. I mean, to be honest, the ball just got thrown to me. So, I mean, I was like, okay, well, I might as well catch and run, you know. So, but I'm going to take the same attitude I do into every single game. You know, Dallas is a cool place to play. I mean, it's like a concert. It's crazy. I mean, half the time we go, it really doesn't feel like an away game. It feels like just this big, just, like, hoopla. Like, you know, it's crazy because the Eagles fans, they travel like crazy that game. Cowboys fans are going to be there. They're fighting each other. And then you got tourists there because they just want to see, you know, Jerry World. And then there's this big TV that's big as, like, three cities. So it's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So half the time I think the DBs don't even notice me running around. So I guess that's how I have a couple of good games there. So, yeah.
Take two more questions, please. Maurice Claiborne seems to be coming into his own this season. I know you've gone against him in the past, and obviously you're watching film now. What are some of the things that you're seeing that he's doing differently that's allowing him to play as well as he is?
I think, you know, with Morris, and you obviously you have to ask him, but from my observations, just watching him, man, I really think he's settled in. You know, I think sometimes when you get drafted and there's that first-round label beside you, you feel like you have to press to meet the standard that nobody else really actually set for you. It's actually you doing it on your own. And so I think once he got through that little stint where he was dealing with some things with the team, when he came back and they put their trust in him that he was going to be that corner, you know, I think now he's just settling into his role. He's being physical. He's taking his chances when he can. But also I just think that he's playing way more poised, you know, and that's what I really see on film. He's not, like, getting beat on double moves all the time. He's actually, like, you know, playing smart, doing his job, and he's a guy we definitely got to be ready for.
What do you see from that Rodner and Nelly defense as a whole? Is there still a lot of cover two there as he shifts things?
Yeah, man, I tell you what, they got some good personnel. Number 50, I mean, Sean Lee, whenever he's out there on the field, he needs to be accounted for because you talk about a lot of routes across the middle of the field, he's taking care of a lot of those. Obviously, 55, I'm pretty sure Rolando's not playing. So, you know, when you see 55 and 50, that's a good tandem. So 55 not being there, I feel like will obviously help us out a little bit. And then, but as far as coverage-wise, you know, they're going to play their fair share, man. You know, as far as zone, you just got to find a spot, you know. And then that's all it is. And then that's all about just us protecting and giving Carson time to throw it. But we study man-to-man. And when we go in and we see teams that don't play a lot of man, it's kind of like, okay, you know, there's only so much film you can watch. This team loves to play, man. They've got the guys to do it. Morris Claiborne, obviously, he's coming into his own. 31. Byron, I think they have a lot of trust in him to put him on anybody. Carr has been a big money guy for them. They feel comfortable with him, too. And then they have safeties that they even roll down, too, you know, with Wilcox and Church. So they're a team that really, really, you know, trust their guys in man-to-man coverage. I'm pretty sure Skandrick's coming off of an injury. He should be back for this game, and I know the type of player he is, very skilled, very confident. So they're willing to put their guys in those situations, so we just got to go out and win.
Thank you.